Well, good afternoon, and thank you all again for being here, and for those of you that are either listening and are watching at home. We're here today to talk about the next steps for everyone in Virginia. Since I spoke to you yesterday, community spread continues of COVID-19. As of noon today, we have had 254 positive cases, and unfortunately, a total of 6 deaths. Around 3,700 Virginians have been tested by public and private labs. These numbers will unfortunately continue to rise. As I said yesterday, we are in this for months, not weeks. So we are taking additional actions to keep Virginians safe. Today, I am directing all schools in Virginia to remain closed at least through the end of this academic year. And today I signed Executive Order 53, effective at midnight tomorrow, to put additional restrictions on establishments that serve the public. Restaurants can remain open for carryout, curbside, and delivery service only. All recreation and entertainment services, such as bowling alleys, theaters, fitness centers, or racetracks, must close. Personal care services that cannot adhere to social distancing, like barbershops, spas, massage parlors, must close. Non-essential retail establishments can remain open if they allow 10 or fewer patrons and adhere to social distancing and increase sanitizing procedures. Essential services like grocery stores, health services, and businesses in our supply chain will remain open, but they must adhere to social distancing and increased sanitizing procedures. And gatherings of more than 10 are banned. These measures will be in effect statewide for at least 30 days. We do not make these decisions lightly. Virginia is one of the country's largest and most diverse states, but COVID-19 is serious and we must act. Unfortunately, the virus does not respect national borders or state borders. It is now everywhere, or it will be soon. That is what happens when a global pandemic hits a nation. With this pandemic, states have been left to figure out this on our own, and I am acting to protect Virginians. It's important to acknowledge that there is no playbook for this. Every action affects people and their livelihoods. We are acting judiciously and with full regard for the consequences. It is clear that many of our non-essential businesses must close to minimize the speed at which COVID-19 spreads and protect the capacity of our healthcare system. The point is to limit the places where people gather in groups. We will be posting guidance for what is considered essential and what is non-essential on our website. This list is not exhaustive. You can expect it to change. I want to be clear, essential businesses will remain open. These are things like grocery stores, pharmacies, banks, and others. You will still be able to buy food and necessary supplies for you and your family. I also want to be clear about the expectations for essential businesses that remain open. Social distancing matters everywhere. So essential businesses that remain open have a responsibility to adhere to social distancing recommendations. You need to step up sanitizing practices on common surfaces. You can find more workplace guidance from the CDC, OSHA, and the State Department of Labor and Industry. Make no mistake, if you are essential and open, you have a special responsibility to do the right thing. To help make sure Virginians hear these messages, about the importance of social distancing, we're launching a statewide communication effort, including targeted messaging on VDOT's highway signs. Now, let's talk about our schools. School closures are necessary to minimize the speed at which COVID-19 spreads and protect the capacity of our healthcare system. I know this raises a lot of questions for parents and also for our students. Let's start with the academics. I want to thank our superintendents, our teachers, and other school leaders who have been caring for the families in their schools during this crisis. They sacrifice every day in normal times, and they are providing a tremendous example today. I'm hearing stories about people doing reading lessons on YouTube, teachers calling parents just to check in, and volunteers showing up to help package food for our students. This is what it means to serve others, and I thank all of you for doing that. School division leaders will decide how students can learn the information they were meant to cover for the remainder of the year. By tomorrow, our Department of Education will issue guidance to help school divisions think through those decisions and ensure that every student is served equitably. We're already working on waivers to relieve testing requirements and ensure that our students who were on track to graduate can do so. I understand that for many families, these closures present practical considerations of who will care for children during the day now that they are not in school. These questions are especially pressing for our essential workers, such as our doctors, nurses, and first responders, our grocery store workers. These people keep our communities functioning. We have 1.2 million children under age 12 in our Commonwealth, and half of them are in public schools or preschools. A Yale study estimates that 80,000 of them may be the children of healthcare workers. So we need an urgent public-private response. Today, I'm calling on our local communities, private daycare providers, community childcare partners, and public schools to rally together to provide childcare for the young children and school-aged children of essential personnel. Our childcare providers are also essential personnel. We must rally together to fill this pressing need across the Commonwealth while following strict public health protocols to keep our children safe. Today, our Department of Social Services and our Department of Education will issue guidance to communities about how to provide emergency child care services for essential personnel. Finally, I want to recognize the extraordinary work of everyone at the Department of Education and in our local schools who are continuing to make meals accessible to students during these closures. Every single division in the Commonwealth has stepped up to the plate to figure out how to feed our children, and I sincerely thank them. If you are a family wondering where your next meal is going to come from, you can text FOOD, F-O-O-D, or COMIDA, C-O-M-I-D-A. So that's C-O-M-I-D-A to 877-877 to learn more about feeding sites closest to you. Now, let's talk about what this all means for us as Virginians. We are moving into a period of sacrifice. Most of us have already begun to experience this. Many businesses are closed already because their owners have done the responsible thing. I thank them for the tremendous sacrifices they have made. There is more ahead, and things are changing fast. Just last week, we announced one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country. Today, thousands of people are without work here in our Commonwealth. About 40,000 people have filed for unemployment just last week. That number will unfortunately go up. More families will be out of work. That has serious health consequences too. It will lead to anxiety. It will lead to fear. It is difficult to live with uncertainty. We can expect to see more depression, alcoholism, and domestic violence. But the sooner we all take these necessary steps to slow the spread, the sooner we will all get through this. We all need to take care of each other from afar, because social distancing is the only path forward. That's why I'm directing these business closures today. That is why I am closing our schools. Our priority is to save lives. We have a health crisis and we have an economic crisis, but the sooner that we can get this health crisis under control, the sooner our economy will recover. So I ask every Virginian to stand with me as we fight this battle. Do your part. Stay home when you can, and social distance and wash your hands when you must go out for supplies. I know that the next several weeks, the next several months will be difficult. They will require everyone to change the way that we live and the way we interact with each other. We have not been called upon to sacrifice this in many, many years, but I am calling on you to do just that. We must put aside what we want and replace it with what we need. This will change every part of our life and all of the daily patterns that we're used to. It will require everyone to sacrifice. It will require all of us to live differently. It will take time, but we can and we will get through this together. So again, thank you for all of your cooperation. This is a team, and we will win this battle.